This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Today, we are joined by a powerful woman. Her name is synonymous with charitable work, which she does through her optometry practice and her involvement in the Rotary Club. Late last year, she would close her optometry practice on Fridays to go into the schools and conduct eye tests for schools in disadvantaged communities.
Wow.
Today, over 250 learners wear free glasses donated by her and her other colleagues in her field, along with the support from her local Rotary Club. And earlier this year, the Rotary International in Zurich bestowed her with the Paul Harris Fellowship Award, which is the highest honor that Rotary can bestow on an individual. That's actually named the founder of Rotary, and it is bestowed in recognition for the exemplary work in the community services of helping and even helping those that are in need. And that is who we are talking about exactly, Mwitumi Mashiani, this morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing? Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Morning to the presenters and morning to Capricorn FM listeners. I'm good. Thanks, and how are you?
We are good. You are our breakfast champion this morning. Your selfless work has led to you being here today. And for those who may not know much about you, please tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm Mwitumi Mashiani, an optometrist. I come from Limpopo in a village in Huidi, Ramatlala, but I stay in Polokwane. I've got a practice here in town, and I've also got a practice at home at Ramatlala Tibet.
And how do you manage to do so much for the people? What actually drives you to do this work?
It's a calling. It's I found my purpose in life. I've been doing this since, I think, 2004.
Sure.
But I got it from my parents because my parents were from very poor backgrounds. So that's what I got it from.
Yeah.
So I found my calling. I'm doing it. I'm executing it.
We are told that some of these acts of kindness are funded from your own pocket. Where are you getting these funds? Is it because your practice is doing well?
My practice is not doing well. In life, you don't have to be rich in order to give back. Oof. We share with the little that we have. It makes a lot of difference. Just handing over even a mere chitty bag to a child who doesn't have anything. They appreciate every little thing. You don't have to have millions in your bank in order to help somebody.
This is powerful. And you're currently doing a shoe drive, ne? Who are the beneficiaries of the shoes you collected?
The shoes that we are collecting, I donate them to people that, if I'm unable to go and distribute them, I distribute them through our Rotary Club or through other foundations. Like, there are people that will just go out there and help distribute them. My fellow Rotarian went to distribute them in Mangezi village. I don't even know where it is. And it's somewhere in Giani, around Giani, that way she said she went to distribute them. It's a very remote village. I don't know, she took about 3 hours to get there to go and distribute the shoes. So the next batch will be going through the village of Arafiri. So we are hoping that until next year, April, we'll be able to reach people will help even to distribute the shoes, which we are donating to the schools.
Sure.
When I find time, I do go and distribute them.
So for people that are listening to the show right now, how do they assist you to continue to make a difference?
They can contact us at work. They can drop off a pay, or they can deposit it into our bank account. We put this money into a separate notice account. And then when we've got enough money, at least for 20 pairs, then we purchase the shoes.
Is there a number? Is there a website or a social media page? What do you prefer?
We do appeal through our social media pages.
Okay.
And
give us those pages.
Both of them is Mashiani Opt. It's Mashiani Optometrist on Instagram. It's Mashiani Opt on our Facebook page. And we've got our work number where our status is very active. So now, people are glued to our status. That's why they see all the posts, and we do give them feedback of how many shoes were donated, how many money is outstanding, how much we've collected. We account for each and every cent, because where we purchase these shoes is also an NGO. That's they sell them at a reasonable price, and they give us a receipt for the purchases, so we can account for each and every cent that was donated.
Beautiful stuff. So also give us that number that people can call, the work number.
076-745-1009.
Can we repeat it again?
076-745-1009.
So if someone is listening to the show right now and they want to donate, maybe let's say 5,000 rands, what would you channel it towards?
If they donate 5,000 rands, the first thing that I'll do is to channel it to our charity organization, our Rotary Club of Baobab, which I'm a member of, where it will be distributed to the beneficiaries, because I've got a wonderful team that's doing wonderful work across the province. So if we get that 5,000 rand, it will be channeled towards the reading and remedial projects that we have started across the province to help learners that are slow in school, to assist the teachers at the foundation phase.
Well,
and we are also busy now with robotics and in the schools to introduce them. So we are desperate for funds to keep off that.
You know what? I think today is not even your lucky day, but your blessed day as well, because our friends at CCBSA have decided to give you 5,000 rands towards your current and your future projects. How do you feel about that? How do you feel? Yes. How do you feel about that? Yes. How do you feel?
On behalf of the recipients, on behalf of the children that will be benefiting from this, can all children just be assisted to make it in class to be able to read and to write? Can they please have libraries? Can our children please be techno-wise? I can't believe this. I didn't see this one coming. I'm so thankful.
Mutumi, this donation is from our friends at Coca-Cola Beverages South Africa, the CCBSA, and they want you to have the 5,000 rands towards your current
project on the 21st of August. During this month, you are invited, people. We are going to start training the volunteers at my home village in Kwibino Mudikwa Primary School. We only had 1,800 rand as a budget.
Now you have 5,000 rands extra. Thank you so much, and all the best in all the work you're going to be doing. That's our breakfast champion for today, Muitumi Maishiani.
So, the unsung heroes in our communities need to be appreciated and be given a platform to share what the rest of Limpopo can do or how they can get involved to assist them.
Exactly.
So we have been inviting you to take part.
Send that 1 minute voice note to the Capricorn FM WhatsApp 079-899-6226 to nominate the woman while sharing who they are, where they are based, the work they carry out, and motivate why they need to be celebrated this Women's Month. And after sending the voice note, send the hashtag progressive woman and their contact details. So as you know, as the Capricorn Breakfast team, we're going to be celebrating five women in total this Women's Month by giving each one a call every Thursday for each week's breakfast champion. So we are calling you to join forces with us to celebrate the women around you that make a difference and share the story of the progressive women that are moving mountains for those around them.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.